This is part five, and actually I'm recording it in the wee small hours of March the 6th, 2015. Who I can protect and who I cannot protect. So it began when I was feeling very responsible to be sure that people would be in the right place, heart and mind, to be protected by the Lord, to be led by the Lord. And I was just musing on that, and I told the Lord, I said, I feel responsible to talk about who you will protect and who you cannot protect. He answered me, you brought up a good point. And where do you suppose that came from? Really? Yes, really. I thought, well, thank the Lord, it was his idea. So he began, humility, self-control, honesty, charity are absolutely essential if you want me to walk with you. If you're used to leading and getting your own way, you won't do very well as a leader. If you're unsure of yourself and know that you need me more than ever, you will excel as a leader. My children, the ways of the world that you have learned are totally inappropriate here. I protect those who humble themselves before me. If you're prancing around proudly with all the answers, you are bound for destruction. I am counting on your breaking when you realize all you've been taught by friends and family has just come to pass before your very eyes. I am counting on you to have your face flat on the floor begging forgiveness for your pride and arrogance. I am laying the groundwork for you to survive the trials that are now at your door, both body and soul intact. If you humble yourself before me, I will most certainly be with you. Even if you are in a long-standing habit of pride and arrogance, and are aware of your sin and want to be delivered, I will work with you. But if you insist on your own wisdom, I can do little for you. It is of the utmost importance that you put others before yourself. When I came into the world, I did not lord it over others. No, I bent the knee and humbled myself, washing the feet of my disciples. The lowliest job in the house left for the lowliest servant. That is what a leader does. He or she looks after the interests of others. Some of you have come from very humble families and have seen just what I'm talking about. Others will have a struggle because they have not had good examples. Don't let that discourage you. I'm dedicated to you and your makeover. I will not abandon you to your arrogance. Rather, I will instruct and lead you as you come to me sincerely, wanting to change. Much, even in your survival and the survival of your loved ones, will depend on your total reliance on me and my ways. I will always, always provide a way out for those who have humbled themselves and relied totally on me. Though the mountains shake and the seas roar, I will be with you and never abandon you. You will know them by their love and humility. You will recognize those who are sincere by whether or not they are authentically humble. Anger, backbiting, strife, insisting on your way, those are the ticket to defeat. That is not humble behavior. Above all, preserve your souls by giving your life to me. The very first step in the ladder of humility that leads to heaven is recognizing that you have failed with your life. You have sinned. You have hurt others. You've made foolish and immature decisions and neglected those you owed respect and support to, and those you should have listened to, you discounted especially your elders. So having made a mess out of your life, you need to give it to me unconditionally. Lord, I have sinned and sinned and sinned. I am not worthy of you, but I beg your forgiveness. I repent of the selfish and arrogant life I have led. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me clean with your blood. Deliver me from the evil within. I want to be born again, fresh, new, and in your image. I give you my life unconditionally. Receive me, lead me, save me. Along with that, pray the Our Father I have taught and expect me to make immediate adjustments in your character. Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. I have left you innumerable love letters. Read them, believe them, allow them to take root in your heart. There is no joy that is compared to knowing and loving me. This knowledge of me and my love for you, unworthy as you are, it will sustain you through every trial. No matter what you go through, I will be there on your right, holding your hand, speaking to you, comforting you. Nothing can separate you from my love. Nothing. Not anything on the earth or above the earth. Not aliens, not death, not even when you fall. Still, I am by your side to pick you back up. Nothing can separate you from my love. So don't be afraid when you fail. Expect that you're going to make mistakes along the way. Expect that you will fail, and know that I will lift you back up again. Do not run when you fail. Turn to me. Do not run away. Rather, run to me. I will take you into my arms in full embrace and wipe away your tears. I do not condemn you. I am not a man that I should judge you. No, I love you. I know before you even fail that you will fail. And I already have a provision to raise you back up. Know, understand in full knowledge that I never ever will forsake you. Even when you cannot feel me, I am there supporting you, ready to come to your aid, to forgive and restore. With this knowledge, I want you to go forward now in total reliance on me. From this day forth, your life is not your own. It is mine to cherish, guide, and bring to glory with me in heaven. Fear nothing, for I am with you always. And where I am, you too shall be, for I have gone ahead of you to prepare a place for you, a place uniquely your own, where we will be together forever. I am not a man that I should love you as a man. I am your God, and never will you find the limit to my love for you, because there is none. I am eternally yours, and you are now eternally mine.